Just a few days after Ohio Governor Mike DeWine lifted his coronavirus health orders, the state hits a target that DeWine at one time was using for a decision on lifting those orders. Ohio State Senator Matt Dolan of Chagrin Falls is leading an effort to derail a bill that would cripple renewable energy projects in the state. And President Joe Biden wants to spend a lot of money on the Great Lakes. It's the Wake Up Morning News Briefing from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer for Monday, June the 7th. I'm the editor, Chris Quinn. Ohio has reached the benchmark that Governor Mike DeWine was hoping for in the coronavirus pandemic, a statewide case rate lower than 50 per 100,000 residents over 2 weeks. DeWine had set that goal on March 4th, promising to lift health orders when we got there. But the number became less significant when DeWine decided to lift the orders on June 2nd before reaching the goal. In the end, Ohio hit the goal less than a week after DeWine lifted those health orders. The governor noted in announcing the 49.5 rate over the weekend that Ohioans have shown our resilience and grit, and by continuing to get vaccinated, we are coming through this pandemic stronger than ever. A bill making its way through the Ohio legislature would let local officials ban large wind and solar farms in their communities, usurping the authority that now rests with the Ohio Power Siting Board. If adopted into law, Senate Bill 52 would place a severe damper on renewable energy projects in the state, according to advocates for wind and solar farms. But it would do more than that, says Senator Matt Dolan from Chagrin Falls. It would change the rules midstream and endanger projects already in development, including, in some cases, after substantial investments have been made. Plus, it would send a message to everyone that Ohio is not a stable place to invest, says Dolan. He is leading an effort to derail the bill and keep things as they stand. Programs to benefit the Great Lakes would be awash with cash if Congress implements the $6 trillion federal budget plan that President Joe Biden recently unveiled. Republicans, including Senator Rob Portman and Congressman Dave Joyce of Bainbridge Township, backed the Great Lakes money, but they have concerns about the package's overall size and its potential effect on taxes. Biden's budget adds an extra $20 million to help communities reduce sewage overflows and $10 million for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Healing Our Water Great Lakes Coalition Director Laura Rubin says the extra money represents a historic opportunity to protect drinking water, health, jobs, and the quality of life of millions of people in the Great Lakes region. A statement that Portman posted on Twitter says he wants to provide even more money for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative than the $340 million that Biden suggests. Portman's amount, $375 million. Cleveland State University's Wolstein Center downtown will administer its final doses of the COVID-19 vaccine tonight to anyone 12 or older. The clinic, which was widely praised, ran for 12 weeks, provided 260,000 vaccine doses, and involved 650 members of the armed forces to operate. It was the nation's only major FEMA vaccine clinic to use the stationary patient method, in which people seeking vaccines took a seat and mobile vaccination stations rolled up to them. Elsewhere, the vaccination stations were stationary and people were cycled through. Cleveland's beloved Labor Day weekend air show is returning this year after a pandemic hiatus in 2020, only the second year without the show since 1964. The show, set for Saturday to Monday, September 4th through 6th at Burke Lakefront Airport, will feature the Thunderbirds, the Air Force's precision flying team, soaring, twisting, and turning over Lake Erie. Pilots will navigate the F-16 Falcon jet fighters through a choreographed performance moving as fast as 500 miles per hour. The Thunderbirds last performed in Cleveland at the 2019 show. The show itself has been around in its current capacity in some form since 1964, with only two exceptions: the government sequestration in 2013 and last year. Its roots can be traced to the old air races that took place from 1929 to 1949. Thanks for listening to The Wake Up from Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer.